page 22, right? Now, the arrows indicate the tone of voice. And there's three different ways that we can communicate in the English language. When you come to the practitioner training, we'll actually do an exercise on this, and we'll do an exercise where you can learn how to do voice matching at this point. Voice matching is extremely powerful, and we'll go through all of that in our practitioner training. Be very, very easy for you to pick up. If you want to practice it this week, by all means, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. So let's talk about, there's three major constructions that we use in terms of tonality in the English language. The first type of tonality is the questioning tonality. And let me take all content out of here, so I'll just use the word word, and that means word, word, word. Word, word, word just means a sentence, okay? So the questioning tonality would go like this. Word, word, word? That would be a question. Now a statement would be word, word, word. Word, word, word. That would be a statement. A command tonality would be more like this. Word, word, word. Word, word, word. So you move your voice down, it becomes lower and a little bit louder. Now, the most powerful form of syntax in the English language is a questioning syntax and a command tonality. So here's one of the things we mentioned. This is one of the things we did with all of our salespeople is we listened very carefully to the tone of voice that they use. Listen very carefully to the tone of voice that they use when they're asking for an order. So the tone of voice might be, can you send me a check? Now notice if I say it that way, I sound like I'm uncertain about what I'm saying. Can you send me a check? It sounds almost like I don't know what I'm asking for. It almost sounds like myself that I'm uncertain. I'm uncertain about what I want. So if I used it this way, like what if I said to you, can you send me a check? In that sense, I sound more certain about it. And that's one of the things we do for all of our telephone salespeople when we're doing trainings, as well as for the people we've trained, and quite frankly, either in person when they're doing in-person sales or on the phone. And quite frankly, the command tonality works a lot better. It really, really, really seems to produce better results. So whenever you're using certain tonality, make sure whenever you're talking to someone and paying attention to that, use your tone of voice. Use your tone of voice in a way that's going to produce results for you.